Funny Kid Stand-Up, written and read by Matt Stanton. Can you remember being born? I can. I know I was a baby at the time, but I've got a really good memory. There I was, all cozy and warm, watching TV. If you're feeling confused, yes, there was a TV in my mum's tummy. There was probably one in your mum's too, you just don't remember. I was watching Captain Kickbutt, which is still the most awesome cartoon on TV, when suddenly there was this creaking sound. It's probably nothing, I told myself. Just something wrong with the plumbing again. I went back to my show. Then the walls began to wobble. To be honest, I thought we were having an earthquake. Now you have to understand, these were the walls of my happy place. I'd spent a good 9 months decorating. I'd hung up pictures. There was a mirror so that I had someone to talk to, even an inspirational quote or two on the fridge. Then I heard someone say, "Looks like we're having a baby." Weird. I wanted to yell, "Excuse me, you're not having a baby. You already have one, and I'm quite fine watching TV in my womb." But then things really started to move. I'll spare you the details, but try to imagine. Actually, don't. Just don't. Finally, it was over and flash, bump, boing, I was out. And everyone could see my bum. The doctor gave me to my mum and dad, and they said things like, "It's a boy," and "I can't believe he's real," and "His face looks a bit funny." Yeah, well, I'd like to see your face after doing the obstacle course I just did. Cut me some slack, people. Instead, they cut the umbilical cord and took me home and called me Max. Even back then, I was a funny kid. I quickly discovered that no one had been entertaining my parents, so I figured that must be why they'd brought me on board. My mum is a boss in a big company, and my dad invents strange things in our backyard shed. They're pretty busy, so I run the house. I make sure the meals get eaten, the clothes get dirtied, and the rooms get messed up so that there's always something to clean at the end of the day. To be honest, I think my parents were a little lost before I came along. It's up to me to ask them questions they can't answer. For example, what is the meaning of cheese?